Title IX is a federal law that's often credited with expanding the opportunities for female athletes at schools and colleges. It also prohibits sexual discrimination against students in schools that receive federal funding, and that provision has led to an unusual use of the law in Austin, Texas. Title IX has come up in a lawsuit involving a murder at a high school. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
Marcus McTeer played football and sang in the chorus at Reagan High School. Nishe, who didn't want to give her last name, is a senior at Reagan. Outside the school during lunch break, Nishe says she's known McTeer since middle school.
He did have a bad temper, but he was a nice person. Me and him was very cool.
So, she says, she was shocked when on March 28th of last year, the 16-year-old McTeer tracked down his former girlfriend, 15-year-old Ortrala Mosley, and stabbed her to death during school. McTeer pled guilty in juvenile court and was sentenced to 3 to 40 years in prison. Now the victim's mother, Carolyn Mosley, is suing the Austin Independent School District for $23 million under Title IX. Lawyers and their clients refuse to be interviewed for this story, but the lawsuit says school officials shouldn't be surprised by what happened.
If you talk to the kids in general who just saw him around campus, he was not really a problem. His problem had to do with relationships, how to treat women.
Nelson Linder is president of the Austin NAACP, which is investigating the murder. He echoes the lawsuit's allegation that McTeer had a long and well-known history of assaulting women on school grounds.
I know that whenever he was rejected or felt that he was threatened, he overreacted. He reacted in a violent kind of way. He lost control.
Court records show McTeer had at least 6 reports of disturbances at Austin schools, including assaults against other girls. The lawsuit says the day before she was killed, Ortrala Mosley broke up with McTeer, and he became so enraged he smashed her cell phone against a wall. The suit says Mosley told teachers hours before she died she feared McTeer would hurt her the same way he'd hurt another ex-girlfriend. The suit insists the staff should have warned Mosley about McTeer's violent past. Again, Nelson Linder.
The school itself, particularly administration and the teachers and the principals, never really involved themselves in his problems. That was a standing kind of response that they knew about it, but nobody really addressed it.
That's one thing the plaintiffs will have to prove, says Jocelyn Samuels, executive director at the National Women's Law Center in Washington, D.C.
A school cannot be liable for damages unless the victim can show that the school had actual notice of the harassment and was deliberately indifferent to it.
But showing deliberate indifference isn't easy, says Samuels, because the Title IX law protects schools more than students.
It, you know, creates a kind of perverse incentive for schools to shield themselves from knowledge of harassment and to have ineffectual procedures for students to use to communicate to appropriate officials that harassment has occurred.
The Austin School District sexual harassment policy says students who have complaints may request a meeting with school officials. Students are encouraged to call a hotline to report crimes, and the district allows outside counselors to talk to kids about sexual harassment and their Title IX rights. Ortrala Mosley's murder had a huge impact at Reagan High.
This was a wake-up call that abuse in a relationship can be fatal.
Barry Rosenbluth is director of school-based services for Safe Place, a nonprofit organization that provides the sexual harassment counselors. Rosenbluth says the school responded well to the tragedy.
There was an increased awareness over the whole campus of taking this issue seriously. The staff were very interested to know, what can we do to prevent this? What are the warning signs?
But Rosenbluth adds, most schools don't take dating violence or sexual harassment seriously enough and should do a better job to encourage students to report problems. A jury trial in the Mosley case is expected in the coming year. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.